after he'd made an unsuccessful attempt to enter the Roman Catholic Church and the Presbyterian fold at the same time. The missionaries found him out and called him names, but they did not understand his trouble. He discovered Lalun on the city wall and became the most consistent of her few admirers. He possessed a head that English artists at home would rave over and paint amid impossible surroundings, a face that female novelists would use with delight through 900 pages. In reality, he was only a clean-bred young Mohammedan with penciled eyebrows, small-cut nostrils, little feet and hands, and a very tired look in his eyes. By virtue of his 22 years, he had grown a neat black beard, which he stroked with pride and kept delicately scented. His life seemed to be divided between borrowing books from me and making love to Lalun in the window seat. He composed songs about her, and some of the songs are sung to this day in the city, from the street of the mutton butchers to the coppersmith's ward. One song, the prettiest of all, says that the beauty of Lalun was so great that it troubled the hearts of the British government and caused them to lose their peace of mind. This is the way the song is sung in the streets, but if you examine it carefully and know the key to the explanation, you will find that there are three puns in it on beauty, heart, and peace of mind, so that it runs...